64 degrees at 20 feet.
64 at 20. Right.
I'll take one more check and then we'll head out to Sands Point.
Right.
What's he up to now?
A new project. He's collecting coral out at the point. Some of the kids are going to set up a roadside stand, and the proceeds go to new equipment for the ball club.
Well, that sounds worthy enough. But I don't like him fooling around up by that point. It's a bad riptide out there.
It's the best coral outside the park, and he'll be all right as long as Flipper's with him.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's get going, Sandy. Get the anchor up.
Bud's raft?
Yeah.
Where's Bud?
There he is.
Take the wheel, Sandy.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, you. What happened?
Well, you see, Dad, I was just floating along on my raft, and all of a sudden I fell in.
Well, I thought you had Flipper with you.
Well, I did, Dad. Then all of a sudden, took off.
Look, Bud, you were lucky that time. But I don't want you going down to that point alone again. Do you hear me?
But, Dad, I wasn't alone. I was depending on Flipper to take me back. But if I can't depend on Flipper, who can I depend on?
Well, you still have a brother and a father. Remember?
Oh, Dad, what about my raft?
I guess we'll go pick up your raft.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Flipper! Dad, he just won't come.
I'll try calling him again.
Oh, I've called and I've called. I've even used the auto horn. He still won't come. Dad, can't we go out in the boat now and look for him, please?
Bud, we've been waiting 8 months for this underwater TV set to arrive.
Now, Flipper's been gone before. He'll be back.
Dad, this is different. He's never deserted me before.
Maybe he's found a beautiful girl dolphin.
He wouldn't desert me for a girl.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah, it seems to work all right. Let's take it out and test it. Tell you what, Bud. Let's take it out and see if we can find Flipper with it.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Sandy, stow the tools.
Hey, look.
Barracuda. Gosh, Dad, we've about covered the whole park.
Well, take it easy, Bud. Tell you what I'll do. Take one more run around the point, okay?
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Cruise with me.
You kidnapped him. You can't do that. He's our pet. You know
what? All right, Bud. I'm Porter Ricks.
Kelwyn.
I'm the chief ranger of Coral Key Park. These are my two boys, Sandy and Bud. Like Bud says, Flipper is a family pet. What have you been doing with him?
Talking to him. I'm with the Marine Research Institute. I've got a government grant to study sounds by which sea animals communicate. I haven't really been talking to Flipper. We haven't learned how to do that just as yet.
I do.
All right, Bud. Where is it? Doctor?
Doctor. See, I have these tapes, the sounds of a dolphin pack. And I was playing them on these underwater speakers on the sub. And your dolphin responded to it. He followed me.
Wait a minute, I'll show you.
Flipper's flipped. That's easy to understand. See, sound is a dolphin's strongest sense. Like a smell is to a dog.
You mean he's attracted to the sound, then?
That's right. They're pack animals. Flipper responds to the sound.
So what's such a big deal about talking to dolphins? We talk to Flipper all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, watch. Flipper, get me a fish. Throw it to him, Flipper.
Well, that's very good. But any intelligent animal can be taught tricks. I'm after a breakthrough. Full-scale communication.
Well, good luck, Doctor. All right, boys, I think we better take Flipper and head for home.
Just a minute, please. See, Flipper is the most intelligent animal I've seen so far. I'd like to take him up to the coast with us, to the laboratory where we have full facility.
Absolutely not. Taking Flipper away is out.
Well, he'll come to no harm, of course.
What about us? We want him here.
Well, you should be very proud to have Flipper in our experiments. Look what it would mean if we should succeed in a full-scale communication.
We've got all the communication we need with Flipper. He's ours.
Legally, he's a dolphin in the open sea. I'll tell you what. I won't touch him. Since you're so sure of your dolphin, why don't we leave it up to him? You go ahead like you're planning, and if he goes with you, fine. If he doesn't...
He will. Don't worry. He will.
All right. Let's go, boys.
Come on, Flipper.
Boy, you'll never beat the Lakeville team at this rate.
Well, I guess I wasn't paying attention. Let's try it again, okay?
Hey, what's with you anyway? You've been missing every pass.
Flipper was here. He'd help me get that ball.
I know, you're worried about Flipper.
With my best friend.
Mine too.
Why would he possibly want to go away with that Dr. Kellerman then? I thought best friends were supposed to stick together forever and ever.
Aren't we best friends? Sandy, and you and I?
Yeah, I guess so.
But has it ever occurred to you that someday Sandy's going to grow up and go his own way? And then you'll grow up and you'll go your own way. But that doesn't make us any less close, does it?
No, I guess not. But, Dad, it isn't as if I'd go away, get another father. But Flipper, he's going away with another friend.
No, Bud, that's not right at all. Now, Dr. Kelwin said that dolphins are pack animals. Well, maybe Flipper just wanted to be with his own kind for a while. That's all. You remember last year when we read The Call of the Wild? And Buck, the dog, he left his master and he went back to the pack. Remember?
I guess that's the same thing here. Flipper thinks that Dr. Kelwin has other dolphins in that sub and he wants to be with them.
That's exactly right, Sandy. Animal instinct.
But I don't get it, Dad. Flipper's more important to me than some people. You think I'd be more important to him than some dolphins?
I don't think Flipper will go with Dr. Kelwin. I think you'll find out it's just a trick. Well, shall we go have some chow? And I'll do the dishes tonight. Come on.
Yeah, me too.
Flipper thinks that there's other dolphins in that sub, right? He's gonna be mighty disappointed when he finds out there isn't.
So maybe then he'll come back to us.
But Sandy, let's say Flipper doesn't find out until he's in Dr. Kelwin's lab. Then he won't be able to escape. I thought it was our duty. Well, to save Flipper from being disappointed.
How?
We could put him in his pen till Dr. Kelwin leaves.
Good thinking. Let's tell Dad.
No, shh, shh. You see, Sandy, Dad has to get up mighty early tomorrow, right? So he needs all the sleep he can get.
Okay.
There he is.
Let's get the gate open now.
Rise and shine. Hey, what is this? Come on, you guys, up and at 'em. Get your feet on the deck.
Hi, Dad.
What's going on here? It's after 8 o'clock in the morning.
Be right up, Dad.
All right. Look, there's some oatmeal on the stove. I've got to go out to the South Channel. Some guy ran out of gas. And no chocolate cake for breakfast.
I'll get it.
Thank you.
upsetting the boat.
By the time we get there, Flipper may be going with Dr. Kelwin.
I know. Trouble is, even if we get there in time, there's no guarantee Flipper will come back with us.
We'll show him. We'll show Flipper there isn't any other dolphin in that sub. It's just a big trick.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Kohler's sub was right about here. Call Flipper. Me back.
Hey, here comes Dad, Sandy.
Where?
Over
that's going to hurt for a little while, but in a couple hours you'll be fine. Now, what were you two doing down at the point?
Well, Dad, we were looking for Flipper. But I guess he wants to go away with Dr. Kelvin now.
I think you're wrong about that, Bud. There's more to communication than sound. I can see that now. When Flipper sensed that his family was in trouble, all my dolphin sounds didn't mean a thing to him. Take a look. If you don't mind, I'll headquarter at Coral Key for a while. The place where I should study Flipper is right here, where he belongs. Well, why don't we ask Flipper? What do you say, Flipper?
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Thank you.